Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
There's no fucking audio.
No.
I know.
Good thing I said
that.
You see how I said it?
Hold on. Because the ATEM, you cannot press two buttons at the same time, and I just tried to do it.
How did I know to call that out? Ladies and gentlemen, live from Penthouse Comedy Studios, it is Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that refuses to get locked down because of your goddamn lockdown. The gentleman in front of me is leading the charge in this abortion of a cast. Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Penthouse and our friend that's on mute right now.
Two button minimum, Poseidon.
Yo, what up?
You turtleneck wearing. Yeah. You look like The Rock.
Back in the days.
In that fanny pack photo.
But like the fatter version.
You look like The Rock if instead of wrestling, he just gave up.
Yeah, you're the boulder.
If when he got kicked out of his CFL team, he went back to Miami with $7.50 and went to Wendy's instead of starting his empire.
He did start an empire like that, huh?
Yeah. That's why I think his company is called $7.10 or $7.50.
Yeah.
Because that's what he had in his pockets.
That should motivate everyone.
Yeah.
Poseidon's been depressed lately. Because of the shutdowns and lockdowns.
Oh, really?
Not depressed.
I motivated the fuck out of him today. I gave him a good speech. I gave him... I think it was a Rocky-level speech. Was it a Rocky-level speech?
I don't know, I guess. But I was just...
Have you ever seen Rocky? Okay.
Yeah. No, I was just angry at the situation. I'm like, fuck, again. Like, I was just pissed.
I motivated him. I repeatedly called him a bitch.
Yeah.
And I told him to get up. This is not going to keep him down. Nothing could keep him down. You know?
Do you think he's only wearing the turtleneck so he can, like, wipe his tears and then fold the thing back?
Well, it kind of worked because I got even angrier.
You see, but in a good way.
In a good way.
He wasn't angry. He turned angry later. I made him angry by repeatedly calling him a bitch. He was sad. That's why I got mad. I go, don't be sad. You get angry. Yeah. And he's like, get up, Poseidon. No one will hold you down. No lockdown, no restraining orders, none of that. No child support and payments that haven't been met. None of that is going to hold you down, Poseidon. And he was like, thank you, bro, I got this.
And he became like Rocky, went to a butcher shop and started punching meat.
Get out of my locker, get out. They're yelling at him.
But I want to come back to the Rock. Like people that... our motive, like when you see poor people become rich, you know who I saw that shouldn't have motivated me because he's a very bad person? But I was like, this guy's fucking, he made a lot of money. Remember that pharma bro? The fucking piece of shit that had
Martin Skrittle.
Skrelly. Yeah. I thought because he was like 20, he was in his late 20s.
Okay.
So I figured like a guy in his late 20s that buys a drug and then raises the price. I figured he was like a trust fund kid, like super rich. His parents, his dad's a janitor and his mom's a cleaning lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck, this guy's a piece of shit. Like he fucking went from
he went from zero to hero to zero.
Yeah, he went zero to hero to zero.
He did the triangle. Exactly. He was a hero for a few days. Yeah. Like, this guy's awesome. He's like, I don't know about this guy.
There's a documentary about him. I think it's on Amazon Prime, but it's amazing because they go back to whatever country his family's from, and everyone is super proud of him.
But this was before.
No, now. Yeah.
He angered the Wu-Tang. Good for him.
I think it's. I think he's Latvian. So they're in Latvia and in this little village. It's all these like peasants. And they're like, he knows good business. He does good business. People just jealous.
He have his own couch. People jealous of couch. He have apartment. People very jealous of apartment. AIDS. What is AIDS?
And that's what's weird though. He was making like he had enough money to buy that Wu-Tang album, and he lived in a fucking like a not even a one bedroom apartment, just like a studio apartment.
He got used to maybe small spaces.
Yeah, that's impressive to me. Like everything about that guy, except for the guy. I find impressive. I was like, I'd like to be that guy, except for the, you know, killing people with AIDS thing. Yeah. But, you know, apart from the AIDS murders.
Look, no one's perfect, Mike. But this guy's as close to perfection as you can get. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, I saw a video of Conan today. He was
the
on
barbarian or the comedian?
The comedian. And he was on TMZ walking to his car. And he drives like a Toyota Tacoma. Mm-hmm. And there's something I like about millionaires in, and that's not a shitty car, but it's a shitty car for someone that's worth $200 million.
I don't like it. You told me, and now I'm angry. I'll tell you why. Okay. You got all those hundreds of millions. I don't got those. Enjoy them for me.
Yeah.
Do cool stuff so that I can be like, good job, Conan.
Yeah. I've only bought flashy shit when I was out of money. Like when I have money, I never buy nice things. But like my Tesla, I bought it. I was like this close to bankruptcy. And I was like, all right, I can handle one payment. Yeah. Let's get the fucking Tesla.
What about the second payment? That's future Mike's problem. Present
fuck
Mike.
That guy.
Yeah. Fuck future Mike. Present Mike is having a ball. Yo, I saw a news article that made me sad, but I was also kind of shocked about it in India.
Okay.
Remember we already discussed, I already told you there's gangs of monkeys. And people thought I was lying, but there are real gangs of monkeys. A new gang of monkeys killed every dog in the neighborhood.
God damn.
And there's videos of it. They're grabbing the dogs and throwing them off buildings because there was like an infant monkey, which was going to be a future gang member of the gangs, of the monkey gangs. It's part of the gang. And some dogs, I guess, killed it. And to get the revenge, all the monkeys went so crazy, they went to exterminate all the dogs. They're throwing them off rooftops.
Fuck, Liam Neeson style.
Liam Neeson style. Yeah. It was like Taken. They killed every dog.
Jesus Christ.
To the point where they ran out of dogs to kill. So then they started attacking little Indian kids. And the government had to step in to do something about these monkeys. Like, yo, they're killing all our dogs and they're killing little Indians. Yeah.
Yeah, they killed 250 dogs.
Jesus 250 Christ.
Dogs.
Yeah.
I don't even think Hitler killed 250
How
dogs.
How fucking important was that little monkey?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know. Maybe it was like a prince monkey or some shit.
Gang, I'm telling you, dude, the gang hierarchies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like I've heard of like an eye for an eye, but that's like an eye for every organ.
You know what? It's even worse. It shows that racism exists in the monkey kingdom because the monkey also did not just blame the person, the dog that killed the infant.
All dogs
must die.
Yeah.
Very Hitler youth.
Or even more racist, he thought all dogs looked the same. So he's like, I got him. I killed him. Oh, no, maybe it's that guy.
Yeah. All right, look, there's only one way to do this properly, guys.
And were the kids,
we have to roll up our sleeves.
Were the kids ugly kids? Like, or they were any just random
the
kids?
Monkeys or the Indians?
No, the Indians.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, Mike. If you would ask me, ugly kids.
Okay.
But who am I to judge these children?
So the two monkeys have been caught, by the way.
Just two.
Yeah, they've only captured two perpetrators.
Do they have mugshots?
Fuck.
Two perpetrators.
No. So the primate perps allegedly slaughtered the dogs by dragging them to the tops of buildings and trees in Lavul village, about 300 miles east of Mumbai.
So would they'd walk up the stairs with the dog?
Yeah, and the dog's like, what the fuck, what's going on? The dogs were like, they picked them up like pets and then threw them off the building.
Maybe the dog thought, oh, this is a cool new master.
That's what they thought, yeah. And then they were getting fucking murdered.
Jesus.
They're getting snuffed, yeah. So wait, they caught two perpetrators. Yeah. Did they say anything like, I would fucking do it again?
How many human little kids did they kill?
I don't think they killed. Actually, they tried to kill. I don't know if they successfully killed any Indian kids. No. I hope not, because then the Indians there would fucking kill all the monkeys.
Yeah.
And then it would just be a vicious cycle. Yeah.
They even apparently
species
left,
war.
Yeah, yeah. They even apparently left some puppies in on rooftops and in trees up high to die from food and
God thirst. Damn.
That's fucked up.
Those are evil
that's some
monkeys.
Evil fucking monkeys, bro. God.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm not going to defend the actions of the monkeys, but we're evil monkeys too, dude. War, nuclear weapons.
Yeah,
Oprah. We've done some bad things to the world. We're not winning a lot of these wars either. This is the war of social economics.
Where do these monkeys live, though? I'm fascinated. Like, I was a fan of Martin Shkreli. I'm a monkey guy now.
these monkeys are hardcore.
Fucking insane.
I don't know, but well, they live around that village. what's it called? This village, Lavoul.
And Lavoul.
Before the authorities were.
I'm waiting for the Laval monkeys. Yeah. you can't go. You can't go to Carrefour because there's a gang of fucking 3 foot apes.
You go when you go to India. Don't go to Carrefour Lavoul. Carrefour Lavoul is fucking just crazy monkeys with their modified Honda Civics.
Jesus Christ!
The bro gang.
Oh shit!
But, I hate these dogs, bro.
But before the authorities were called in,
the authorities. Yeah. Did they call in humans or they called like orangutans?
No.
This a gorilla with a sheriff hat. He's like, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but if they do sign language, the gorillas.
Yeah, there's a gorilla going, I'm too old for this shit.
Oh shit. Oh, that's funny. No, the
imagine being an Indian cop and going far, and then you get home. Your wife was like, "How was your day?" I had to stop monkeys. If you don't want to tell me what you did, don't tell me.
Don't make stupid things up. 250 murders. Who they murder? Dogs. Who murder the dogs? Monkeys. All right, don't fuck with me. All right? Don't fuck with me. I can handle the real story.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, a bunch of monkeys killed 250 dogs because they were revenge killings. Because the dogs killed a monkey. So I'm like, why do you lie? Are you seeing someone else? What is happening? It seems so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't the cops. It was the Darur Forest Department.
The Roar Forest Department.
The Roar Forest Department.
The Roar Forest. Is this speech impediment?
Forest Department?
Yeah, D-H-A-R-U-R.
There's a forest department? Like a fire department, but for forests?
They go stop forests if they get too crazy?
They go...
Yeah. And they were only called...
Is that a plant growing? Get your axe.
Yeah.
They were only called after the monkeys attacked some children.
Okay. Yeah. So people saw the dogs flying. They're like, goddamn, better get a better umbrella.
Yeah. Someone's like... nature's beautiful. Yeah. It really is raining cats and dogs.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought raining cats and dogs was just an expression. It actually
circle of life. Circle of life, Sanjay.
No
circle
cats.
Of life.
Fuck.
But fucked up because the villagers decided to take action themselves and tried to wrangle up the slippery animals.
The slippery animals, they were greased up too.
Yeah, but the monkeys, I don't know, some weird pornos they were filming. But the monkeys then turned their sights on the local men. So they tried to stop them. So they tried to stop them. And because they tried to stop them, the monkeys were like, yeah, well, fuck you too.
So they started attacking the men.
Yeah.
The men couldn't handle a bunch of little monkeys.
I guess.
How big are these monkeys or how little are these men?
These men have to be small.
Like the monkeys were like this big.
That's like a dog. That's like a Yorkie.
Yeah.
You need a stick though or something because those crazy fuckers will jump on you. And you can't. I think they're too fast to punch.
But you're like, we're big guys. If we go a multiple, like three of us together,
three of us can
handle some monkeys.
Yeah.
These were small monkeys.
I could kick a monkey if I had to.
Yeah. I would elbow it.
Would it be like a drop by the time you get down? He's gone.
Like, I'll pull off like a, hold on. We got like, bow! Like that. Like.
But how you get, no, he's like not that tall.
He's this tall.
Yeah.
You're going to miss him. He's going to bite your knee.
No, because like he'll jump towards me. Right?
Okay.
And as he's in the air,
you have to time it, though.
You have to time it properly. And then what if another monkey at the same time starts biting your scalp?
Ah, fuck. Then I'm fucking...
Yeah, and then another one grabs on your dick, bro. Fucking teeth first. You're done.
Fuck. You just died.
Yeah, you were eaten alive by a monkey. A gang of monkeys.
Yeah.
Gang. Fucking
pull
monkey
my knife.
Yeah.
So whole people talk shit about Australia, that the animals are dangerous. Yeah. I haven't seen them forming street gangs. India might be leading the charge.
These are smart-ass monkeys.
Monkeys are smart. We're fucking close to monkeys, dude.
Well, monkeys are in their they're in their stone age right now.
I think they're maybe a bit before the stone age.
They're not really. They don't have like active tools that they all use.
Yeah, they do.
No, you'll find like some monkeys that are using tools, but there's not like a monkey tool that everyone has.
Oh no, there's a specific. Actually, those monkeys that attacked in India, the capuchin.
They're
monkeys,
using tools.
Cappuccino monkeys?
No, capuchin.
Okay,
capuchin.
Capuchin. They've been in their own unique stone age for at least 3,000 years.
It's a bit long, bro.
Yeah, very slow.
Yeah. These ones are in Brazil, but they're very similar to the Indian
Wait,
monkeys.
Brazil? I thought you said they're Indian monkeys. They're getting international gang members to join.
They did guess, like yeah. Hitler, and they fled the country.
It's MS-13 they're, all over again, bro.
They're in South America, and people are going, you look familiar. No.
Yeah. With an accent. I'm Brazilian monkey.
I didn't kill 6 million dogs.
They have little monkey stashes. Christ. Monkey mustaches. Look, you look fucking Joseph Goebbels.
God damn.
Jesus, Poseidon.
I would move from that village. Like, especially now that they're angry at men. I'd either get a sex change or change villages.
No, I would not let the monkeys win. There's no way I would bow down to tiny monkeys.
Just get a flamethrower.
Look, I don't want to kill them. I would try to negotiate. I would try to go to the negotiating table.
With bananas.
Be like, look, what do you want? You're mad at the dogs you killed? I'll give you something. My mother-in-law. And that's what they should do, because the Indians always have that problem with their in-laws. That's what they should do. The Indians should start offering up their in-laws.
Yeah.
How funny would that be? A guy's like, yeah, they're not scared of women. Go in there and negotiate. Yeah. They just rip her face off.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But yo, monkeys are mad strong.
Yeah. I think, though, those little monkeys, you could set traps.
Yeah. You could set traps, but they're still strong motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But how strong, bro? They're not invincible.
They're weaker than we are.
Yeah.
No.
Those
little ones could tear your arm off.
What?
Yeah.
No
you
way.
Didn't know? Chimpanzees?
Yeah, that's not a chimpanzee, super bro. Strong.
Okay. You always do but that whenever you, we argue about something. Or I think I could lift that bottle. You're like, you lift that bottle? Bro, cars are heavy. Like, I don't know what they have to do with each other.
Like, if you Google a hairless chimp, they look like bodybuilders.
Yeah,
but chimps. But a hairless...
capuchin monkeys, yeah, or whatever the fuck they are, the Indian ones. Nah, yeah. I saw them in the video.
They're fucking tiny. Yeah,
I could take three of those at least.
No, not even a chimp actually. Because I think that was a urban myth.
No, chimps are very strong.
Yeah, but they can't tear off your arm. No, I think gorillas. No. Gorillas can.
I think gorillas could tear my head off. Yeah.
Yeah, gorillas could tear your head off.
But look, I'm not fine with gorillas. But I didn't say I'm gonna start fucking with gorillas, but I'm gonna fuck with these monkeys.
They're not gonna tear your head off like just easily, but they'll have to fuck with it,
which will hurt even worse.
It'll be like a new pickle jar.
Yeah.
They'll have to ask a friend, can you help me? Then the friend will kick.
Oh, God.
I started it for you.
I think that's what they're missing. A gorilla. I'll tell you why. Maybe this will help the situation. Throw in a gorilla in that ecosystem. Because a gorilla will lead with an iron fist. They'll be like, I don't want no problem. Shut the fuck up. Sit down. Yeah. That's what gorillas do. These guys, they're a bunch of short dudes. A bunch of Napoleon complex monkeys. Causing all kinds of Napoleon complex related monkey problems in the Indian neighborhood. You're going to fix it by introducing a gorilla.
Yeah, but then they'll gang up on the gorilla.
Bro, a gorilla can handle that shit.
Yeah.
You think so?
A gorilla can fuck up little monkeys for sure.
They'll be too scared, too. He'll fucking eat some of them.
Hey, they could fight a leopard, like in Tarzan.
What?
They could fight a leopard.
That's not a documentary, though.
Oh.
I don't know if they could fight a leopard. They might.
You're talking about that reality show, Tarzan?
Yeah.
Bro, I saw this thing. I don't even know they had cameras back in the day, but it's called Conan the Barbarian. Fuck, bro, crazy.
Well, it was so the thought was so stupid. I'm not even gonna say it.
It's funny because you can see it. It was about to escape, and he's like, "Oh shit! No! You get back in there. You get back in a stupid town."
Bro, what was your thought?
It was so stupid. I'm embarrassed to say it.
Dumber than those monkeys or smarter?
Yeah, dumber.
Okay,
I was gonna say aliens confirmed.
Okay,
get out. Fucking explosive laugh.
Oh, shit.
So a man robbed a bank, you told me.
Yeah, speaking of fucking dummies, there's a guy in a town called Plessisville, or Plessisville, I guess you'd say in English. In Quebec, it's like near Victoriaville. And the guy, when he robbed the bank, he decided to do a Facebook Live.
Here's my question. Did he know he was doing a Facebook Live?
Yeah. He said, like, the beginning of the video is him going, I'm going to go rob this bank. And you see him in the car. So you see the inside of his car. He goes into the bank, and then he yells, this is a robbery. And then he goes, give me money. Give me. But he doesn't know which teller to talk to. And there's a man, like, waiting in line. So he's kind of he didn't even move the man over. He's kind of just.
From behind in the line?
He's waiting in line, basically. And then they give him a stack of money. Like, not, thicker than this, but not much thicker than this.
Somebody give Steve $40, he can fuck off.
But I think I have, like, 180 here. So they probably gave him 300.
Jesus. Or,
and then he ran out and he dropped it. He dropped the money. And then when he ran out, he filmed his own car. He didn't film the license plate, but you see he's driving a gray Acura and he didn't change his voice. And
he's also doing it from his Facebook page.
And his video, yeah. And but I think it was a new Facebook page. But then you can see who's the first person that followed him. And it's Steve, the Acura guy.
I'm willing to bet that he got caught.
He hasn't gotten caught yet, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, he will, though.
I would have put money down on him getting caught.
Can you Google? He's definitely gotten caught by now.
I'm playing the video for the peeps.
When I saw the video, when I first saw the video, he hadn't gotten caught yet. But he's definitely gotten caught.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the video starts to, and he's got, his sleeves are up. And then, so you can tell, you can see his arms. I think he has a tattoo.
With his
so
name?
He's doing everything. Sylvain. He's doing everything, yeah. It'd be amazing if his driver's license
was in the video.
Yeah.
But did he have a weapon?
Did he?
He had a pistol, yeah.
Okay. That's probably why they'll hunt him down. Because I think if it's a crazy guy yelling and they gave him $40, the cops might be like, look, we got other shit to do.
So the guy was holding a gun and his phone?
Yeah.
I think he attached his phone to his body.
The most intimidating selfie of all time.
Oh, yeah, he dropped his phone at some point.
Yeah, he dropped his phone on the way out.
The car, though.
Yeah. What a dummy.
Yeah.
You know what he needs? A gang of monkeys.
Yeah. He'd need a monkey gang.
Yeah. But you know, monkey gangs are highly trained. In India, some people train the monkeys, they work together, and they rob tourists. Did you know about this?
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. I've seen this.
But the monkey gang that killed the dogs, those were like the independents?
Independent monkeys.
So those are probably monkeys that got trained and then said, like, fuck this.
We're starting our own gang.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start a union.
Yeah, that's what probably happened. Yeah. Start their own gang. Like, we're stronger together.
Yeah.
Apes stronger together. Are they different? What's the difference between an ape and a monkey?
Let's see. Difference between...
Ape is more like a human.
Yeah, they're more... But this is very human-esque to kill a bunch of dogs.
Oh, the quickest way to tell the difference between a monkey and an ape is by the presence or absence of a tail. Almost all monkeys have tails.
Interesting. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Apes do not. So yeah, they are closer to humans, like you said.
Yeah.
Apes are generally more intelligent than monkeys, and most species of apes exhibit some use of tools.
I'm going to say something. These are some funky monkeys, though. Let's give them credit.
If the Capuchin monkeys are in the Stone Age, what age are chimpanzees in?
The Bronze Age.
You're just saying that, but I've never seen a chimpanzee wearing armor.
Yeah.
That would be cool to see.
Yeah.
That would be wacky. Bunch of Planet of the Apes type of shit.
You go to Africa, you're like, why are these fuckers riding horses?
Could you
jousting? They're just did that chimpanzee challenge me to a joust battle?
There's villages that they can't go to, and they're like, no, because the monkeys are like, these guys are scared of monkeys. Yeah. And then you go there and they're actually on horses.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck?
Monkeys must be scary though. Like
apes must be scary.
In the wild?
In the wild, apes must be
100%.
Because they look like shorter people, but bigger.
And they're good at climbing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they could just go up
a
tree.
Any human being that can climb a tree scares the fuck out of me.
But they haven't entered the Stone Age yet.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So, but the other ones were in the Stone Age?
The monkeys.
Feel like they're throwing these terms around loosely. That's all it is.
Or they don't know. Monkeys,
the only specific kind of monkey in Brazil is in the Stone Age. They've been in the Stone Age for like 3,000 years.
There's a specific kind of monkey in Montreal that's been stuck in the Stone Ages too. I'm looking at him, bro.
Hey, yo. Where's the freaking
Gabagool?
So after the Stone Age was the Bronze Age?
No. I have no idea.
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Really? But they're just throwing out words because the monkeys aren't going to start melting metals.
No, that would be fucking wild to see, though.
You go to Brazil and you're like, why are these monkeys making jewelry? That monkey is making a knife. Yeah. God damn, that's scary. Yeah,
so it goes the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, and the Iron Age.
Iron Age.
Yeah.
And then I think it's steel or silver. I don't know.
Bro, this is the digital age. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Nothing is real anymore.
Yeah.
The Silver Age.
Yeah, we got to double down on digital. Apparently, they're going to announce a curfew again.
Yeah, I think they're going to probably do that tomorrow. Did you see the first press conference, though? It was very weird because the guy was saying, they were like, are you guys, why aren't you telling people not to have family gatherings? And then he was like, look, we'd rather you not, but just do what you want to do. It was very weird. He was like, just do what you want to do, but be careful. So it almost felt like he was like, he didn't want to say anything. Like,
look, he knew
we are going to
stop you.
But for now, we're going to try to be cool about it.
For 3 days and then,
yeah,
lock
and then
everything
fuck
down.
You up.
So if there's a curfew again, I'll get you your papers.
Yeah. But anyway, if there's a, yeah. I think though, yeah. Anyway, like my wife has two restaurants.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'll pretend like I'm.
Going to restaurants.
Working, yeah, one of those.
Well, you could do that, or, I mean, you're working here, so either way. It just sucks. I don't want to go through this curfew thing again.
I'm just worried. I'm going to, this week, I wanted to go to my country house. So whenever there are those curfews, you're alone on the highway. So they're definitely going to stop you.
You always bait.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Where you're going, like, Mikey?
You're like a dog in India.
Yeah, yeah. Poseidon? You said you had another news story to bring up, but that I kept forgetting.
Speaking of police and all that shit that we were talking about earlier in India.
Well, this is police related.
This is police related,
and all that
but not
shit.
In India, in New York.
Do people in India want to defund the forest rangers or whatever? Defund the forest.
Yeah, defund the rangers, bro. If it wasn't for the rangers, these monkeys wouldn't be killing the dogs.
Oh, God. So, I have an interesting
story. I don't think a forest ranger could do anything about that, because that's nature.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it sucks, but what are you going to do? Yeah. You're going to tell a monkey, don't kill a dog. It's like telling a dog, don't kill a monkey. They're fucking animals, bro.
Yeah. Anyways, but there was a lieutenant that's part of
the... I hate it when he says that.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant that was part of the...
Lieutenant.
That was part of the NYPD. He had his rookie cop that was beneath him.
You're beneath me.
Like she gave
his
him
bottom.
She gave it. Well, she gave him.
Oh,
a
it was
lap
a,
dance.
It was a girl.
Oh, it was like a YMCA. It was the cop and
she gave him a lap dance. And
she hot?
What?
Yes. And
so what's the problem?
He's been demoted.
Why?
I don't know.
He should have got promoted for being a really cool dude.
Also, he's married and his wife is not too happy.
That just makes him cooler. Yeah.
He should tell his wife that's just initiation. Yeah. He goes, I had to do that in the beginning. Yeah.
Bob gave me a lap dance, too.
How do you think I got all those cold sores?
Yeah. I'm going to play it for the peeps.
Oh, shit.
Is it a sexy dance?
Yeah, it's she's twerking on his dick.
Holy, okay, that's
how
a little excessive.
How hot is she? Like, is she...
She looks like an attractive female.
So they did it on purpose. This is not an initiation thing. He just wanted her.
Yeah. But she was into it hard. Yeah.
Where was this, though? At work?
No, they had, like, a party. For the NYPD at this like bar or some shit.
I'm gonna be honest, it does not seem like it's any of our business or that he should get fired. Yeah. This seems like outside of work stuff. It's none of my business.
Is she dressed as a cop?
No. She's dressed like a hooker.
Oh, okay, interesting.
At some point, she even really started humping him like really, really aggressively.
Yeah, so who cares?
Who cares? That's between us. That's two adults. That's personal shit. That's
100%.
If it was at work, it'd be hotter. Like, there's something hot about a woman cop when she's good looking.
Yeah, and then there's a perp in the back seat.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be here for this?
For sure something like that has happened.
Yeah.
Though.
So they were probably just drunk. Too.
They were just drunk. And
I've done shows, like corporate shows for cops, and they drink like crazy.
Because
they can take their cars, and who's going to stop them?
I've given a lot of cops lap dances, let me tell you.
I did a couple of years ago, I did a show for cops, and then they were like, here, have another drink. And I was like, seriously, I can't. I wasn't driving, but the guy I was with was he was my driver, and they were getting him drunk. And I was like, for real, he can't drink anymore. And they were like, look. Just, we'll call up ahead. You guys take the 20. We'll call the SQ and tell everyone not to fuck with you. What car do you have? And I was like, what? So we got drunk, and then we just drove off. I don't know if they actually called anyone, but we were fucking drunk and just driving, going, all right, this is legal.
This is the life.
Yeah.
Imagine they would stop you. You guys, you're hammered. I know, right, buddy? How much have you had to drink?
Yeah. And then
I'm in the club. They told me I could do this.
They would have definitely just said to, like, if my friend hit someone And we would have been like, the cops told us it was okay. They would have been like, we've never heard of Mike Ward. He didn't do a show tonight.
He's a drunken buffoon. Yeah, yeah. I've never heard of him before.
The party tonight, it wasn't a Mike Ward show. It was just a rookie cop rubbing our dicks.
Yeah, it was the regular rookie lap dance.
Yeah.
Like every other year. I don't know why you're making a big deal out of this. So yeah, that's what happened in New York. I feel like people are meddling with stuff that's none of their business.
Yeah, 100%. But then they started telling, they started saying like he took advantage of his rookie because she was in his responsibility and all that shit. And the wife was pissed off. And then
with the wife.
Yeah, the wife doesn't work there. Well, so I don't care about her opinion. Yeah. You were our rookie, and we made you shit your pants. Yeah, we've done worse to you.
I got paid.
So did she.
And my wife wasn't angry at all about that.
At all, yeah. My wife was a little disappointed.
She was like, that's what you do with our money. That's why you have an old couch.
And I had a new couch.
You told me we couldn't afford a new microwave.
Oh, shit. Also, the father of the rookie wants to sue him.
Really? How old is this rookie?
Jesus Christ.
Like in her 20s or some shit?
Fuck. So the father should stay out of it. That's an adult woman.
If I was her, I'd tell my dad, look, you're making me look like a fucking child.
Yeah.
So the McGarry is the cop's name, was immediately bounced.
McGarry?
McGarry, yes.
Like you're Gary?
No, Muck.
Gary. Okay, McGarry. Okay, because the way you said that was like my Gary. McGarry.
McGarry.
He's my dude.
My dude.
My dude. My bro. What are you doing?
Having sex with rookies.
That's McGarry.
That's McGarry right there.
Classic McGarry.
He was immediately bounced from the 44th precinct to the Transit Bureau.
Oh, did they bring him down the 43rd precinct? Is that how it works?
The Transit Bureau, even worse.
Okay.
For the semi video.
Went to the STM.
He seemed to have also landed in the crosshairs of the rookie's father. She told me, Daddy, I make some mistake.
Wait, hold on.
What language?
Is she a refugee?
I think she's Hispanic or some shit.
Yeah, but they don't speak. Why you make her sound retarded?
And why did
Daddy,
you...
I make some mistake.
And you used a weird accent.
Yeah. Well, that's what it writes.
Is that really?
Daddy,
that's
the I made some mistakes.
I make some mistake.
I make
local
some
dummy
mistake.
Cop says, I make some mistake.
That's what it says.
And the NYPD made a fucking mistake hiring that.
The dad told the Post
on Monday.
How many
chromosomes did she have?
And then she goes, I'm very embarrassed about what I did. I embarrassed you and my family. And then...
Is she talking to her dad?
No. She's talking to her dad. He said his daughter is frustrated over the ordeal. She cried and cried. The dad continues.
Yeah, because it's public. Yeah. That's why she cried. Yeah.
She just cried because she's embarrassed.
Yeah, I'd be embarrassed too. This is kind of shit that's none of our business.
Yeah.
This is the fault of us and other voyeurs, all these people that tabloid this shit.
No, 100%.
This is a private thing. I don't know why we have to know about it.
I agree, but it's just funny. She cried and cried. The dad continued. She is young. He is married. The lieutenant. He should know better. I'm going to sue them.
You can't.
But this was a private party. They're both adults.
And plus, my daughter is. He's the mistress. She's the mistress of a married man. I'm gonna sue him. No, you know it's adults doing stupid shit.
Yeah. You know who I blame for this? That was a cop party. The person that filmed it and put it online was probably a cop.
Should get fired.
And he should get fired.
He's a rat.
And plus, now like people fucking hate cops. They should know. Everyone hates you guys right now. So fucking just don't put shit out there that'll make people hate you even more.
Yeah, this is a bad move. Yeah. Whoever, the person that taped this, very bad form.
Or maybe they were like, look, we look like a racist dicks. Let's look like we're sexist assholes instead.
And someone's like, what's his name? McGuy?
McGarry.
McGarry,
you're a genius.
McGarry.
You're willing to take one for the team? He's like, oh yeah, I'll take one for the team. Carlita, come over here. God damn, what a shitty cop.
Yeah.
But we had stuff here too. Remember that cop that she kept banging dudes? She kept doing racist shit and then she got caught banging in her car.
Was she banging cops or criminals?
I can't remember. There was that. There's also two cops that were caught banging, the young ones that were banging in a cop car here. Cops bang all the time. They're human beings. They're going to bang. Yeah. People have banged at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, like, a cop for a lot of women, it's a fantasy. So they must get hit on like crazy.
Like a female cop?
No, a male cop.
Yeah, they get hit on.
Just go listen to Mrs. Office from Lil Wayne.
What? go listen to Mrs. Office. No, we're not going to listen
to Mrs. Office. Do you want us now? Is the podcast over?
Yeah, is it over?
No, not like after. Just go listen to it.
No, right. we won't.
There's a big fantasy about it, too.
Like, for women that like cops.
No, not just...
Officer, I've committed a crime. No,
but even female officers, there's a fantasy for female officers banging
I have criminals. A fantasy where I never want to get arrested. Mm-hmm. Seeing a female officer doesn't turn me on. Any hot chick, I'll be like, that's a hot chick. I will acknowledge it. But there's no like, that's a cop, bro.
I would never hit on a hot cop. Just, I'd be afraid she'd arrest me for being a creep.
But that's so arousing.
I have attempted. I have attempted in my younger days. Did not work. They were very insulted. Very insulted. Yeah.
It's the danger that arouses you.
No. I wasn't aroused. I was just like, yo, it was a hot cop.
No, but I'm just saying in general, for people who go after them, it's the danger that gets them going.
Oh, you think like, dude, I might get a nightstick up my ass. Well,
that's why people have sex in public. It's the
to get a nightstick up their ass?
No, it's the fear of getting caught that arouses them.
Yeah, and the pussy.
What about getting caught?
Yeah.
No, that's not fun. That's never fun.
That's never fun. How many kids are you fucking in public park? What are you talking
Jesus
about?
Jesus Christ, bro.
How many times have you got caught fucking in public?
Never.
How many times have you fucked in public?
A few times.
Like public?
Like public? Well, like dark. Like, it was dark in a forest.
That's not in public.
That's in a forest.
That's in a forest.
And were you still banging animals? Didn't we stop that shit?
No. I've never banged an animal.
I didn't fuck the whole gang of monkeys.
Parking lots, cars. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He used to fuck always in parking lots. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Because I lived with my mom's. So.
Next to a parking lot.
No.
But you wouldn't go like in a crowded section to have a chance.
Like you
wouldn't
fuck
caught.
In a theater.
No.
Do you ever get a hand job
in a theater in high school?
In theater?
No.
I got a blowjob in a theater once. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's gotten steamy sometimes in a movie theater. But
they didn't have the AC
like
on.
Steamy. No, like, you know what I mean, bro.
They didn't want to pay the heat.
You know what I mean.
You're like, turn the hot water on, boys. You're like, turn the hot water on, Poseidon's coming.
Like, why are all the faucets just pouring hot water everywhere? Oh, we figured out this fucking technique from one of our patrons over here. We don't really need to pay the hydro.
But I was always worried of getting caught.
Doing what? Like making out in the movie theater?
No, like banging.
But you never banged in the movie theater?
No, but exactly. That's why I never went through with it.
So you also need a willing participant.
So the fear of getting caught.
Of course, there's a fear of getting caught if you're banging the chick that doesn't want to get banged.
Yeah. For me, no.
What? Wait, hold on a second.
So you didn't have a fear of getting caught, yet you never did it because you were afraid.
What? No.
Isn't that what you said?
No.
Okay.
For some people, it's arousing. I never said it was for me.
Okay.
Because you told us that's why you fuck in public. You said you fuck in parking lots and in forests.
Well, yeah, that was public to me, but it wasn't the fear of getting caught that aroused me. It was just situational.
Okay, so you did it. It was more of the fear after of them finding the body. That's why you did it in these locations.
It was the fear of getting caught after.
Yeah, yeah.
The fear of the Jesus DNA. Christ, that was the turn on.
Because if there's witnesses too, then you're really fucked. I've been watching a lot of Dexter.
No witnesses.
What? No witnesses. Some Indian kid saw me, sent a bunch of monkeys after. No, I got this. Like, I am the Lord of the Forest. What forest do you bang?
Lord of the Flies?
Yeah,
Lord
you
of the
live
chips.
In Montreal.
What forest did you bang?
The nearest forest is like...
I went to Saint Adèle.
Well, no, it was in Laval. It was like
you
right
had
by
to
the,
stop to put gas lake. In your car to get to a forest.
No, it was by the lake. Okay. Well, it was a forest. Look,
that's not a forest. You just went around trees.
It was a park with a lot of trees.
That's not a forest.
Yeah, that's a park.
Yeah.
It's a park forest.
A park forest?
What?
Or a forest park.
You just fucked someone under a tree.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing. That's not a forest.
There was a lot of trees.
How many is a lot? Like six?
Like 100?
That's a 5-star hotel. Are you sure? Yeah, I committed a lot of crimes and the cops chased me when I walked in. It's definitely 5 stars. That's a little GTA reference for you, Poseidon.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're a weirdo, but that's good. That's why we love you.
Speaking of weirdos, did you see Louis' new special?
I'm very happy.
Yeah,
I didn't. Fans messaged me to see if I watched it yet. I only saw a couple of clips. I'm going to watch it fully this weekend.
I really liked it.
Everyone tells me it's good, but even from the clip I saw, I laughed.
Yeah.
The banana clip. Made me laugh.
One thing I read online, though, that was weird, because there was a guy that said, he was like, if Louis would have gotten caught years ago, he would have ruined his career, but now it barely affects it, which it is super totally affected.
What are you
false?
Talking about?
Because the guy was like, Pee Wee Herman never came back. But Pee Wee Herman didn't have
an independent thing to come back
and
to.
And he didn't have that much talent. Like, yeah. The only reason why Louis is able to come back, he's doing everything himself. No one's helping him.
Exactly.
And every venue that books him, they get in trouble, and it's fucking complicated. But he's, like, amazing. When you listen to him, you're like, oh, this guy's fucking amazing. And even the people that love him, he's a weirdo. Like, the first 3 minutes you're watching him, you're always thinking, ah, fuck, he's that guy that jerked off. Like, he's always going to be that guy. But he's so talented.
He's so talented. He does it himself. And that's why. Yeah. But it's not that cancel culture doesn't exist. Like, they said the same thing about Shane Gillis. Like, if cancel culture existed. But Shane Gillis is all self. It's self-produced. Yeah. His special, which was awesome, was all him. It's not that cancel culture doesn't exist. He got kicked off of mainstream shows.
Yeah.
It's that if you're talented enough and you haven't done...
They can't get rid of you. If you haven't done something...
Crazy, like rapes or shit like that. Then, But if you're talented, you can come back.
Something, too, about Louis, I think, in this special, the fact that he lost everything and he has nothing left to lose, he's taking more risks than... Like, you look at, like, Bill Burr's last couple of specials. He's not taking the risks he used to.
Yeah.
Where, like, Louis ends his show, like, he uses the word fag like crazy.
Yeah.
And you never see comics use the word fag on stage anymore.
It's like he's in the studio with us on a daily basis.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It was really good, though. I really enjoyed it.
I think I'm going to like it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a good price, $10.
Yeah. There are a couple of bits. Like, it's not, but there's no special that you laugh like crazy the whole fucking show. But there, you laugh really loud at least 5-6 times.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good ratio. It's an hour? Yeah.
It's an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's on YouTube.
No, you're off his website, louisck.com.
Okay. It's $10. I think it's for 15, you get this special and the one he put out last year.
Yeah.
And then for 25, you get all of his specials.
That's a good fucking deal. Yeah. And you could stream it, or you could just download it to have it on your computer.
Yeah. Oh, you can stream it for a year. Yeah.
But just download it and you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to watch. Yeah, it's fucking dope as shit. Yeah. Good for him. So that's, I think, the next step is always doing shit independently.
Yeah.
Because no one's stopping you. You can record your own stuff. Like, even now, except for the government with the lockdowns, let's see how long it lasts. Because my plans, too, are the double album, the French English, all that next year. So, same thing, all self. I'm not going to wait for anyone.
Yeah. Like, I've had, there's something better about producing stuff yourself. See, I started producing everything myself. I did have offers for other people to produce my stuff, but it's always, whenever you have other people that produce, they always end up interfering, and you make more money in the beginning, but then you end up having a split profits with people.
And it's not always worth it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But especially if you didn't split, sometimes, that's a decent haul. But sometimes if you split, then no one's really making any money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens a lot.
Exactly.
I have, Poseidon, are people freaking out with you now because the new measures in elevators and shit like that?
No, not yet, but I'm for sure going to have new stories about that shit, but...
In my building, sometimes people are freaking out. Like right now on the way here, there was a dude who just... Because I was waiting for that, I was first. And then a dude, he's like... Because he realized, like, oh shit, I have to be in the elevator with someone else. So he just fucked off. He didn't want to wait. He got frustrated.
Okay.
And then a lady with her kids like, you mind if I come in with you? I was like, of course I don't mind.
Did you have a mask on?
No. Okay. Neither did she.
Okay.
I was like, I don't mind. I'm going down to get my car. She's like, okay, because some people are going crazy. Yeah, they're fucking overdoing it. One and not, like, I go, do you feel all right? She's like, yeah, I feel all right. I go, yeah, me too. I'm fine.
It did happen to me. I was getting.
And we're not making out. You're fucking there. I'm here.
I was getting into the building here, and I guess I cut in front of the guy or whatever. I thought we were going to take the elevator at the same time. I was closer, so I just got in first.
Yeah.
And then he saw me get in. He goes, oh.
And he didn't want to get in.
He took the stairs, yeah.
Good. You gave him some exercise.
Yeah.
I had so Saturday we were gonna go to the ballet, see the Nutcracker. And I get there and the guy goes, are you here for the ballet? I said, fuck yeah, bro, look at me. I'm a ballet
look
guy.
Look at me. Definitely.
And he goes, it's canceled.
I am the ballet.
He goes, you didn't get the email? And then I pull out my phone. I go, dude, I didn't get no fucking, the only email people send me is to remind me to be at the fucking ballet tonight. And he goes, yeah, we had to cancel because some of these bitch ass ballerinas got COVID. And I was like, goddamn bitch ass ballerinas. I go, are we going to do it another day? He's like, no, because the government shut everything down. So this was it. This was your last chance to watch these people dance. You'll get refunded. So then I went to a restaurant, and it was just next to it. I didn't plan to go to a restaurant. So we're at the restaurant. And, you know, I don't even drink anyway, but it was bring your own wine. Like when I walked in, I asked if it was a bar. There was no bar. So we sat there, we were eating. And then a lady came and said, hey, let me ask you a question. She was like, why aren't you drinking? At first I got angry because I go, what the fuck do you care that we're not drinking? Like I barely drink. And I go, she's like, didn't you know that it's bring your own wine? And then I was like, in my head, I go, what the fuck? I go, actually, if you're really curious, I go, we weren't supposed to be here. We were going to the ballet. They canceled it. So we came here at 8 and to eat. And she's like, oh, okay, good. She's like, well, Merry Christmas. And she gave me a bottle of wine that she had with her.
Nice.
Yeah, so she
nice
was doing
lady.
Like a Mike Ward type of thing.
Yeah, what a nice lady.
Yeah, so then I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. So
I like that you were rude to her first. What the fuck do you want?
Like, because initially I was like, because sometimes people always ask, like, how come you're not drinking? Or, but, you know, since she gave him the wine, we drank wine. But we didn't even know and we didn't care. Neither of us are big drinkers. But what's funny is then I was like, okay, now I got to pay it forward, you know, like Mike does. So the bill comes and then I give, I'm like, they're going to shut shit down. So I give the waiter a big tip. And then the waiter comes back. He's like, did you make a mistake? Like, I think I didn't make a fucking mistake, bro. Like, just Merry Christmas. Like, let's fucking take it. And then as soon as I left, I realized that they're going to shut everything down, including our shows. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I should have used saved that money. Because, like, I overdid it.
Yeah.
Like, I went Mike Ward on the tip.
Okay.
That's why the guy thought he's like, oh, fuck, this guy made a mistake. But yeah, so that was my Saturday. It was good and bad. Yeah, they're fucking bitch ass ballerinas.
Yeah, I got an email from for Christmas I told you guys I bought tickets for the Devils game.
Is it canceled?
I got the weirdest fucking email from Ticketmaster that just said the game might be canceled. We'll keep you, but we don't know yet. We'll keep you posted. So it's like, if you don't know yet, don't send a fucking email.
That's a weird email.
That's a weird email.
I might ask you out. Stephanie, no. Or I might not. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Don't ask me out or not. That's weird.
Yeah.
Because that's exciting. Me, you, Poseidon.
Yeah.
Devils, Canadians.
Yeah. And we got, like, they're really, really, really good seats.
Can get wacky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, really good seats. It'll depend because the numbers are going up really high, really quick. And
what are numbers?
No, but I think that means since they're going up quick, they'll go down quick. So I have a feeling I think we'll be good.
I don't know anymore. That's what I would think, but I fear that what they're telling us they're taking it day by day is a lie. I don't think they're taking it day by day. I think they've already planned to shut us and lock us down till
March?
Spring. Yeah, like they did last year, but they're just not saying it because they know some people are going to be like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because it feels too orchestrated.
Like,
if there's planned
so
ahead.
Many people. This is the first time, though. This is the first wave that most of the people I know have it.
Yeah, I got the comedians we know have it. Like, we're supposed to do a French cast with some of our friends, and my boy's like, I got to stay in. I got the COVIDs.
Yeah.
And then I just asked, like, is everything okay? He goes, I'm going to be honest with you. He goes, if this was 2019, like how I feel right now, like
it's just a cold.
I'd be at work.
Yeah.
He goes, if it was 2019, I'd be working.
He goes,
that's what I have. He goes, but, you know, just to be cautious, I got to stay in the whatever amount of time just to let it go down and get retested. I was like, holy shit. And we have ours. You two, you bought, and I bought the rapid test coming in.
Did yours get
in? Didn't come in yet.
No. Okay.
They said by Friday, hopefully.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to get the, because I'm seeing my dad for Christmas. My dad's 93. So I'm going to go get tested
right
before I go get him. Yeah. Just to make sure. I don't, because I think if I get COVID, like I've seen people that are pretty much my health. It's just a bad cold. I think if I get it, I'll be... You know, I'll have the sniffles and cough for a couple of days.
I don't know. It really depends. It really depends. Now I sound like I'm scared. It's not that. It's just it's so crazy. Yeah. I see people. Well, now the people that are getting it seems like they're fine. Like I said, all our friends are getting it and they have the sniffles.
But my dad, like he's not. Yeah,
even the sniffles could take a 90-year-old out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in fairly good shape for. He's not. He's going to be 92. So he's in fairly good shape for
92. I'd be more worried about Poseidon.
But didn't that obese guy get it and he was fine?
Well, the one obese guy that you're thinking of that you're talking about,
he's
the one guy that they haven't heard back yet from.
No, the other obese guy.
Okay, one obese guy apparently got over it, but the other obese guy, he's been silent.
Oh, and you know what I figured out? Like when Preach got it really bad.
Mm.
But and Preach looks like he's in good shape. He has like crazy high blood pressure.
Yeah, we found that out. Yeah.
Yeah, high blood pressure is
it'll fuck you up.
No good.
Yeah, if you're chubby, so I'm chubby. Type 2 diabetes, I'm type 1, so I think, you know. I think if I get it, it won't be that good, but
I don't have diabetes, but I'm an asshole. That might hurt.
But you're actually, in good shape
help
now,
you,
though.
That might help you.
What?
If you're an asshole, that might help
you. Yeah, get out of here, COVID. I'm still convinced, dude. The first week when this first started, when I was down and out and I was fucked, that's what I had. Because I was finished. Yeah. And it doesn't make sense. I can't be the luckiest person in the world. Everybody around me gets it but me.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Unless really I'm just that lucky, just dodging this bitch. I'm the Floyd Mayweather of coughs. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
Maybe.
Nah, I doubt it.
Are there any other stories?
No, that was it.
Yeah, he told me. He goes, there's not a lot of fun stuff happening. It's all very sad.
Are you depressed or things?
He was.
No,
okay.
I'm not depressed.
Okay. He was depressed this morning, dude.
I was not
depressed. Look, you know you were depressed. I'm happy that you're out of it now. But he was. So what I did is, I saw him depressed. He's been depressed for 2 days. So what I did is, since I saw him in the morning, I did a podcast with Viva Fry. And he was very depressed. He was like this. He was like, defeated. And I was like, okay. I know I can't just turn him depressed to happy because I know the way his brain works. But he's very easy to make angry. I could get him from depressed to mad.
And then happy.
And then happy. Mad, yeah. Mad to happy, I could do. And that's what I did. That's what I did.
See, he's so happy now.
He was happy. He was sad. And then I'm like, I go, dude, stop being sad. He's like, no, it's just, bro, it's so much. You're going to shut down. And I go, bro, don't be, why are you being sad, bro? Don't be a bitch. You know who gets sad? Bitches get sad, bro. Don't mope around. I don't need moping around. You need to be Wu-Tang, bro. You got to be a fucking warrior. And then the other guy's telling the same thing. Spiro's telling him, you got to be a fucking warrior, bro. You're a Greek guy. You got to be tough. You can't be a fucking bitch. Like, I'm not a bitch. And then he was getting mad. He's like, you guys think I'm a fucking bitch? And I know that makes him mad. He's like, I'm not a bitch. So then he started to get mad. And then he got mad to the point where I told him, you take that anger towards the government, bro. You're going to show them that they will not hold you down. You're going to make it through this. And he's like, yeah, fuck these guys. And he's like, fuck these guys. I'm not going to do shit. And he started hitting his chest. And I got him out. And then I said a couple jokes and he got happy. I know his formula. Yeah, but you can't get him from depressed to happy. I've tried. It doesn't work. You could tell him any joke. You could do whatever. It doesn't work. I have to make him angry first.
Yeah.
And then it'll fuel. He's fueled mostly. 50% of the fuel in his body is anger.
Yeah.
Rage
fuels the shit out of him, dude.
Anger and hate.
Yeah, he could literally be down, like, oh, whatever, you know, this and that. And then you'll say something like, dude, I saw an Albanian walking down. He's like, Dubai! He gets all racist and he. Very, yeah. The racist piece of shit. So you gotta know how to use it.
No, I'm not a racist piece of shit.
Look, I've learned, much like Hitler, use racism in different ways. I use this racist. I take him.
Is your girl coming from Quebec City for the holidays? His or girl going in her
no,
to her
I'm gonna
family.
Go see her.
His girl never comes when he's around.
Okay.
Hey man.
No, he's gonna go down there for a week, good. So it's good. Okay. Next week, I'm gonna be here. I had to cancel my trip, dude.
Yeah.
Air Canada, fuck, they're not paying me back.
Oh,
we're gonna talk about that.
I sent you the photo,
and
because some of that was from New York. Yeah. So you have till May 2022. Find something to use it for, because or else they're gonna get it.
I had today one of my friends. Well, one of my wife's business partners. He's gone through this weird thing. Like he's, it's not really a depression, but he's just kind of weird. So we told him, "We'll you can stay at our place in Florida for a week. It'll get your mind off things." So I text him to get like the best price on tickets, and it was Air Transat. So he goes, "Hey, can you just book it for me, and I'll send you the money." So I go, "Sure." I book it for him, and then once it's booked. He calls me and he goes, okay. And then he goes, but he said a weird thing. He was like, I wonder if I need both my vaccines. And I was like, of course you need both your vaccines. And then he's like, fuck, I only got one. I'll get my second one. I was like, yeah, but you're leaving like in a week. So even if you get it today, they won't let you. And then he was like, okay, oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, I'll cancel the tickets. And I was like, I'm not fucking canceling the tickets because they don't let you cancel on the internet. You have to fucking call. So I said, you cancel the tickets. And then he texted me right before the show. He'd been on hold for 7 hours. Fucking hours. So he was like, look, fuck it, I can't take this shit anymore. I'll give you the money. And What a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, they're
scumbags.
7 hours.
The airline companies are being, bro, ever since this started, they've been so fucking shifty.
Predatory. Yes. I'm going to say this right now, live, on the televisions. Air Canada, garbage company. Yeah. So they cannot, on the one hand, be like, we agree with the government. Okay, so then give people the money back if they're canceling. You can't motivate people to be like, you guys should cancel your trip and then not pay them back.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. So I'm calling my credit card company. I'm going to see if I can do a cashback. Be like, yeah, these guys aren't honoring. Because first of all, I even saw the terms and conditions from Expedia. They go, you might have to pay a charge, right? I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll pay a fee for canceling.
Yeah.
But now they're not charging me a fee. They're taking all the money and they're putting it in credits. I didn't pay you. I didn't pay them in Air Canada credits.
Yeah.
Pay them with Canadian dollars, which are useless. But, you know, that's what I pay them. And I want the return in Canadian dollars.
Yeah, no, airline companies are fucking
predatory.
Yeah. Predatory and scam.
Very scammy.
Yeah. I got my refund a year and a half later.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking scumbags. But, anyways. But
usually transit, like, it's a shitty little Quebec company, but they're quick at giving refunds. Really? And they give, the real money back.
Who?
Air Transat.
How's that?
Okay, Air Transat. Okay.
I had booked a thing. I booked a flight to Florida about a month ago, and then finally I didn't go. And my ticket even said no refunds. But I was like, fuck it. I booked it less than a day ago.
Yeah.
They're going to give me a refund. And thinking it's not going to work, but I'm going to pretend like it's going to work and it'll work. And it worked. And no one, they didn't even argue. I waited on the phone for like an hour. And then I was like, okay, fuck it. So I just DM'd them on Twitter. Like, I didn't want to tweet out but I DM'd them so they'd see, oh shit, this guy has a lot of followers.
Yeah,
I was like, look, I've been waiting for over an hour. I want a refund. And call me. And then they just said, okay, we refunded your tickets.
That's fucking nice.
I don't know if it's because, you know, I have a lot of followers or if they're like that with everyone. But
I'm going to give you my itinerary number. You give me a refund from Air Canada.
Oh, I'll do that. Yeah. Send it to me.
I'm going to send it to you. Yeah. Be like, what's going on here?
Air Canada are fucking bastards.
I could spend that money on my special lady or on my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking guy.
Fucking guy. I don't know. I don't like the predatory acts. Because even me, when we had to cancel the tour dates, when I first started, when the first wave happened, Eventbrite was being an asshole with me. So I had to pay money out of my pocket to refund everyone. So they give the 100% refund. I still did it. Because, like, I'd rather take the hit. It's my fans.
Yeah.
These fucking Air Canada's like, no, we'll keep the money.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Well,
even when we had to go in New York.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, that's why I told him to use that because I have. I didn't even know because apparently they've been giving me. They credited me two years ago too when we canceled. That's why it's under his name. I can't use it.
Really?
Yeah, it says you can't change the name on it.
And there's an expiration date.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh fuck. That's why I sent you the screenshot. I go, you have the number. Yeah. Use it because or else it's not gonna get used. Fuck these people. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I have another funny story, by the way, that Mike is going to
enjoy. I'm excited.
And it was brought to my attention by Jorge Rosales. He dropped $2 in the chat.
We don't look at the super chats here or the chats beside it. I'm a little disappointed. However, Jorge Rosales, very cool-ass dude. Big fan of all the shows here on the networks that we have. So I like him. Bring it through.
Oh, but it's a super chat. They drop money, so I'm like, I might as well.
Bring it through. That shouldn't even be available. The fact that it's available, you have to read them now.
Mm. Okay. Oh, really? It's not supposed to be available?
Well, it is now, I guess. If it's available, we have to read them. That's why it wasn't available, so you don't get distracted, but I guess it is available. Because what if 50 people start dropping $50, and then you got to read that shit, and then we're here for 4 hours, and you're reading Super Chats. That's what happens to Tim Pool.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, anyways, go on. What is Jorge saying?
So Demi Lovato
oh, God damn it.
Was singing to ghosts in a haunted house.
Okay.
To help them deal with their sexual trauma.
And she assumes. She assumes
fucking crazy.
She assumes all ghosts have sexual trauma.
So she thinks like sexual trauma, like rapes or being closet ghosts.
You think that's why they're ghosts?
Yeah. I keep hearing noise in the closet. Yeah, that ghost was gay.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense. The whole ooh.
Why does that make sense?
Because they're blown. Nah, forget it.
Oh, you think that's what it sounds like when a ghost blows another ghost?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
just ghost blown
comedy
ghosts.
Genius.
Yeah, yeah. So she was. How would that help a ghost?
Look, bro.
Like if you were born, like Demi Lovato, if you were born in 1812 and you were a fucking like a gay guy from 1812, wouldn't you rather hear an accordion player or piano? Or,
what is she singing?
Yeah,
I have no clue. Hold on, let me see.
What a nut job.
Yeah,
Jesus
think?
Christ. Ooh, baby. I hope you don't mind the rapes.
Yeah. go to the lot as if your asshole was still tight.
Or like, maybe what is she that's what.
No, just now they're saying it's just trauma.
You know what that is, though? Maybe like people that got raped in the 1400s, they hear us sing and go, this is worse than my rape.
I'm going to the light.
The rape was way better. Thank you, Mrs.
And
Crazy.
And then they're quoting her in the news article. After she was done singing, she said, that's the coolest standing ovation I've ever had.
Oh, she got an imaginary standing ovation from rape victims.
She's lost her mind.
She's hallucinating.
She's lost her goddamn mind.
Bro, Demi Lovato is going around like Mike Tyson's mystery around town of haunted houses, dropping some edibles. Like, guys, the ghosts are here.
Oh my God. A video from Demi Lovato's documentary series, Unidentified with Demi Lovato, claims to show that the popular singer-songwriter has had an interaction with a ghost named Carmen, who tells Demi Lovato about trauma caused by men.
Yeah, it's all men. Yeah. Well, this is they were saying, what's the final stage of woke?
Yeah.
It's this dementia.
Well, it doesn't end here. Later, the American star helps Carmen heal with a song. As weird as it sounds, the ghost liked Demi Lovato's performance and even offered a standing ovation.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
the video
did.
Shows Demi Lovato in a room as her colleagues Matthew Scott and Chris Smith
giggle in the corner.
Paranormal investigator. Hold on, after the video.
Counter fucking dollar bills.
No, this is insane.
If she wasn't rich, she'd be a homeless person.
Yeah.
She's too crazy to have a job in a store.
Yeah, she can't be working at fucking Best Buy.
You can't be a waitress if you're singing for ghosts.
Yeah, no, she's nuts, bro.
What a fucking...
Do you guys want the bill?
A lunatic.
Or do you want me to sing about your trauma?
Hold on. I turned on the video for you guys. Take one headphone off.
Can't hear it. It's too far away because then everybody else can't hear it. No, we don't need the video. Yeah. We believe you.
Nah, bro. She started singing. The girl's legit, bro.
Does she do it a cappella? Or she has like
a band?
A band.
She's there with the Roots?
No. She was there alone in a haunted house with her two guy friends or whatever.
Employees.
Fools. Yeah.
Her guy friends.
Yeah, and then, hold on. They're talking?
You two are responsible for the rapes in this building.
Hold on, bro. Oh, bro. She just started singing.
Imagine your job is hearing a lady say, men are the worst. Aren't they ghosts? And you're like, God damn.
She's singing into emptiness.
Yeah. Hey, aren't men all fucking crazy and delusional? Let me sing to these ghosts that have clearly been raped. Well, that's insane. She's fucking crazy. But you're right. If she wasn't rich, she'd be homeless. There's no middle ground.
No.
Her own family wouldn't take her in.
Yeah, she's lost her goddamn mind.
Yeah, that's fucked.
But she's so crazy. She probably got molested a lot to be that mental.
Yeah, maybe.
You can't become that mental without like something bad happening.
But here's what bugs me is, wasn't she famous? She was a singer and she was normal for a while. She was dating Fez, no? Fez from That 70s Show?
Oh, I thought she was dating Ron and Fez before he came out of the closet.
She was dating Fez Watley.
She was.
Fez Marie Watley.
She was Fez's sexual trauma.
Yeah. She was his beard and vice versa. I think she was dating Fez from The 70s Show. I can't.
Okay.
And she was a singer. Like, she was known. She seemed normal.
Wasn't she like in the Mickey Mouse Club, or she was like a Disney type singer?
Oh, maybe. If she was in that, maybe she got raped. Yeah, that shit's fucked up. Yeah, Nickelodeon kids, they all got banged, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I saw documentaries about that shit. Not all, but most of them.
Anyone that produces something with cute kids, there's something wrong with those people.
I'll tell you when I see that something wrong. So there's shows you see, you pass that they're made for kids, and the kids look like kids.
Yeah.
Those seem fine. Anytime you have kids
that are kind of hot,
they're dressed like, there's an 11-year-old, and they dress her like a 27-year-old whore. There's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
There's a fucking problem. There's you look back and some fuckery happened. Like Nickelodeon. Yeah. But the guy from Nickelodeon, what the fuck's his name? He was mostly banging dudes. He was bringing kids. Like, we're going to have a party at a pool party at his house. And fucking idiot parents were giving this guy their kids. And they were having a pool party with dudes and dicks out. And there's just a bunch of 14-year-old kids.
God damn.
Dude, Hollywood? Cesspool.
A lot of parents that are... That
what? Rob
really
Schneider?
Want...
Dan Schneider?
Yeah, it might be that guy.
Yeah, I think it's him.
Oh, it would have been amazing if it was Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah, it's this guy.
I don't want to suck your dick. You can do it.
That's a huge bitch.
God. But yeah, anyone that, like, ah, fuck, if you want your kids fame, like, the parents, they know. Like, if you're sending your sexy 11-year-old to a pool party at a man's house, you know he's going to get a dick in his mouth.
And no parents are allowed?
No parents. You know he's going to get fucked, but you're accepting it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because you're like, he's going to be on TV, though.
You're a bad parent.
Yeah, you're a horrible
parent. I would never send my child.
You're a horrible parent.
Yeah. What were you saying about Dan Schneider?
Oh, he's the one that was accused of...
of raping?
Of being a molester, yeah. Hold on. Speaks out on allegations of misconduct during Nickelodeon Ring. Producer Dan Schneider, the creator of some of television's most watched children's and young adult shows for Nickelodeon.
Such as?
Splitting Under Murky Circumstances has finally addressed
what happened. I thought that was the name of a show. It's
Splitting
like,
Under Murky Circumstances.
That sounds fishy.
They parted ways in 2018 and was the highest rated network. I just want to see what he did.
Nickelodeon was the highest rated network. No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
For like child fuckers?
Yeah. Maybe for kid butthole enthusiasts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, he created iCarly, Drake and Josh, Victorious.
Oh, those, I actually have heard of all those shows.
I've never heard of any of those shows. Yeah. I'm so
happy.
You
know when I heard of them? 2017, Athens, Greece.
Okay.
Hotel had the TV on. Nickelodeon, the Greek one. It was Nickelodeon, basically, with Greek subtitles.
Okay.
Yeah. So Nickelodeon.
I'm trying to remember.
I rather when I go to other countries, when it's not subtitled and they do it in their language.
Like they dub it?
Yeah.
In Greece, there's cartoons are dubbed, but live action, mostly, they don't dub it.
Subtitles?
Yeah, subtitles.
I think I only like it, though, if it's a language I don't understand. So Greek, you wouldn't like it, but there's something funny about going to Mexico and seeing friends in Spanish. And I'm sure for Mexicans, it must
¿Cómo
be like,
estás, Phoebe?
This is horrible.
Yeah, something weird about that.
So
shit.
Apparently, Dan Schneider he was allegedly yelling and throwing tantrums, as well as sending angry emails and texts to child actors outside of working hours.
Why won't you blow me? It was very Mel Gibson.
You're throwing tantrums to a child.
Yeah, and he also allegedly asked for shoulder and neck massages.
Ugh! From a kid, what a fucking asshole.
If we're going to be honest here, Poseidon here at the workplace asks for shoulder massages. Does he get them? No. But he has asked on many occasions.
Who do you ask to rub your neck?
He just throws out in the ether. He's like, can I get a massage in here? And everybody yells out at the same time, go fuck yourself. He's like, I tried.
I gave it a good go. Do you ask for massages?
No,
for real?
He's bullshitting you, bro. Stop it, bro. Stop saying
no, hold on. Let's say the full truth. He did ask for massages, not for me. He said he would like there to be some kind of company program where he gets massages. So I said in the new year, if our Patreon goes up, I will hire a lady to come around shoulder massages that they used to do at EA.
I did not request this.
It was on the bonus episode. If people listen to my Patreon, it was on the bonus episode.
You wanted this.
You should.
You fucking busted.
I didn't want this. I told you I'm going to get you a masseuse.
No, but I don't need one.
You kind of do, though.
Nah, I don't, bro.
Look at you all red in the face. You're tensed up. You need someone to crack those shoulders.
Oh, you fucking
I'll get you a big dardana.
I have my chiropractor.
I thought you said she doesn't let you go there anymore.
No, I just have to pay her. I owe her money.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah. I owe her money.
Yeah.
How long have you owed her money
for? A year.
Jesus fucking Christ. You're worse than Air Canada.
It's only $35.
You should give her a Poseidon credits.
Tell her that. Tell her, I'll give you all the bonus episodes for free. Ask her if she'd come give shoulder rubs.
I was supposed to, actually almost a year, I was supposed to go, because what happened was I was supposed to go last February.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was I got busy at the studio here when we were doing the null stuff, you know, and I ended up not going.
Okay.
And I ended up not going, and then they called me. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna reschedule. And they're like, okay, it's gonna be a $35 penalty fee.
Oh, you owe her for penalties, for services rendered. Okay. Then I don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
No. But when I go,
if it was for services rendered, I'd be upset with you.
No. It's just for cancellation. So
these arbitrary cancellation fees. Yeah. They're not real.
Yeah, next time I go, well, they've excused it like 2-3 times.
So you always cancel on her?
No, not always.
You're that back she just couldn't get. You're the back that got away.
Yeah.
No. I've had to reschedule sometimes last minute.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, this time we won't charge you.
You should now, since it's been a long time, if next time you go, if they go, hey, you owe us $35 because you canceled last minute, you should say, yeah, it's because I had COVID. I had COVID. I didn't want to fucking infect you guys.
Did you want me to give you COVID?
Do you want me to? Okay. So you wanted COVID?
So you wanted COVID? Because I'll call the guy right now.
Yeah.
This guy's got all kinds of COVID.
I got some black market COVID.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, that
are you guys
works.
Into monkey street gangs?
Because my wife had a dentist appointment, and she had canceled her appointment like every week for a month. And then the last time she was like, fuck, can you call? And I called, and they were like, look, sir, there's going to be a fee. She cancels every fucking week. And I go, yeah, but that's why I called this week, is because she can't talk because she has COVID. And then they were like, okay. I think I'm sure they knew I was lying, though.
I'm at the same dentist now as your wife. Yeah. I was there yesterday.
So if they ask, my wife has COVID.
I was so pissed yesterday because when I walked in, they made me take off my boots and put those blue slippers on.
Okay. Oh.
They're emasculating.
Yeah.
I'm walking around my socks in a professional environment. I feel
kind of comfy.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. I'm an adult.
I'm a weirdo, though.
Yeah, it felt off. So that kind of bothered me. I kind of bother.
The only way you could get around that, but then you'd look like a weird old man.
My feet stink.
No, is bring shoes.
I don't want to carry extra shoes with me. Even that slippers is weird. The whole situation is weird, but I get them too. You don't want slush everywhere.
Yeah. And I think they want to make it feel homey. You feel like you're at your grandma's house.
Maybe that's why.
My grandmother doesn't charge me that much.
Yeah.
They want to let the guard your guard down for when they charge you fucking up the ears.
My guard is up. When I'm barefoot, my guard is up because I feel some of my armor is not there. So I'm like, yo, they've taken a piece of my armor off. I got to be ready to fucking throw down.
I get it. When I'm barefoot, I have sticky feet, so my stance is stronger.
You have sticky feet?
What are you, a duck?
No, because I have flat feet.
Wait, you have webbed feet?
No, I have flat feet.
How flat?
Like flat. They stick to the floor.
Oh, like just straight up like that?
Yeah.
Is it because of the weight, the overwhelming weight from on top?
It was because I was overweight when I was a child.
And it pushed it down.
It affected my growth.
That is crazy. I've never heard of that. This is amazing.
Yeah.
How much did you weigh?
I was 250 at the age of 14.
I don't even know if that's a lot or not anymore.
I weighed 250 at when I lost my weight after the
shit. The you weighed 250 as a 30-year-old. How tall were you as a kid?
I was a short-ass motherfucker, bro.
So you were a little 250, 4'6"?
I got my growth spurt in when I turned 16. I started really, like, skyrocketing.
Skyrocketing.
So you were what? Bro. You were, like, 5 feet tall?
I guess I was, like, I was, like, 5 foot. Well, like, when I first started high school, I was looking up at everyone.
So you were, like, Oswald Cobblepot. Oh. You were the Penguin in Batman Returns.
Yeah. So, like, when I started high school...
You were eating raw fish.
Yeah. Well, when I started high school, I was looking up at everyone. I was a big ball.
Holy shit, that's insane. Ah, I got to see a photo of that.
Yeah.
You were the Penguin.
Yeah, I probably have photos. Yeah,
send me those photos.
I was very big, bro. I used to wear these quadruple XL hoodies.
Quadruple XL?
Yeah. I was a big boy.
My biggest I've gone is 2XL.
But then when I got my growth spurt, I the sizes
you
went
start
down
balancing out.
Crazy. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And then 14 years old, quadruple XL, like a little ball.
But that was nothing, bro. Yeah. There was one of my close friends at the time, he was like 300 pounds.
Is he dead?
How tall is he? He lost all kinds of weight. He was short and he stayed short.
So he had to lose the weight or he was never going to have sex.
Oh, yeah, he was fucked, bro. And then in his adulthood, he lost the weight.
Good for him.
And
shout out to that kid. Good for him.
And at 15, I lost a ton of weight. Like I was actually
when you were boxing, because you're actually getting fit.
I was actually slim.
Fitness is great.
Yeah.
And then I fucked up my ankle when I was playing soccer. And
also, you have flat feet.
Yeah. I fucked up I was tripped, and then I landed all my weight on my ankle, and I almost ripped my tendon at 16. And then I think I had to
heal. Then you got fat again?
Yeah, I got fat. I had to heal for like a month, but then I was getting so fat that after 8 months, I decided to get back to training. Bad idea. Like, it was still like in a lot of pain. Almost, because when you rip...
Did anybody call you Flatfoot?
No.
That's a good nickname.
Oh, but I used to get called the Penguin.
I know. You were the Penguin.
Yeah.
My God, you're Oswald Cobblepot.
I had my tendon ripped in my ankle. I would have needed to be operated. But I got very lucky.
Did you have facial hair?
Barely.
So you were like a little Danny DeVito.
Yeah. So
adorable.
So I had lost all that weight, and then I started losing again, and then I got tall, and then I kind of averaged out at around 2 something, and then I gained a ton of weight at 18.
Why stress?
I guess stress and eating and everything, and then I ballooned to 330, and then from 330 I got down to 270, and then from 270.
When were you 330?
At the age of like 19, 20.
Fuck. Then that's like 30 pounds more. 30 pounds more than Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
At his biggest.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture. I didn't have ankles. It was just.
You had cankles?
Yeah. I had cankles. I've shown you this picture.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, I had cankles. And then what happened was I started training again. I lost 60 pounds. I was down to 270. I felt better. And then with everything, I didn't have time to go to the gym as much anymore. And then I got back up to 300, 310. And then I started my job at the car rentals, and I was moving around a lot, and I kind of lost a bit of weight, but I was still eating like garbage.
I exploded. Actually, Viren had gotten fat too at one point. We were all fat, but we all exploded at the same time. But me and Milton exploded at the same time when he was working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And he was always employee of the month, so he would get free food. It was like this weird thing that you get free food for like a month if you go in or whatever. So it was winter. I remember it was February, and we were getting ice creams and shit like that.
Okay.
Like the worst stuff. And he was making these McChicken shits and all that. And we're getting so fat. But you know when you're getting fat, sometimes you don't notice if nobody tells you. And the way we noticed that we're all getting fat is because he was still wearing the same clothes working at McDonald's. And you know where it's the Tim Hortons, like across the street from it there, building? We're on that side of the street, and he was working inside. And it was night, and you could see him at the cash, like HD. Bro, and it was so tight, his tits were about to explode out of the thing. So I went across, like, yo, we gotta lose weight. It's like, why? We can see your tits from across the street, bro. This isn't good. We're all getting too fat. And then he did one summer of hardcore. He was watching a lot of Rocky, and Milton went. He was eating just lettuce and working out. Yeah. And in one summer, he got fucking jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, me, it's walking. If I can start just walking again, like long distances, like for an hour, I'll melt. There's something when I walk, I melt the weight off like this.
Yeah. Like a finely steamed rib.
I think walking though is really good.
Walking's amazing.
Yeah.
Walking makes me melt. I don't know. I like during the pandemic, that's all I did, and I lost 40 pounds.
You were also running away from crime scenes.
Plus during like when the pandemic first hit and restaurants were closed, you weren't ordering out as much.
Oh yeah,
that's true too. I didn't even think about that.
So you were just eating like regular human people food.
You're still eating a lot of frozen foods though.
Yeah, we're still eating a lot of
frozen food. But still, like frozen food is bad for you, but it's still better than like takeout.
It depends from where. You get a good restaurant. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
No, but like the most of the restaurants he orders from are like Domino's and shit like that. And KFC and...
Yeah.
I remember I would walk to Cafe Olympico and back almost every day.
That's good.
Yeah.
Every time he'd get Cafe Olympic, we're like, we still said no. All right, I'm sorry, man. I'll try again tomorrow. You're not allowed around these parts. So they're closing bars completely?
Yep.
Bars are closed until January 10th.
Minimum.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up the...
So the Bordel is completely closed. That's why we're here,
I guess. Bordel's closed, yeah. Well, I could have asked Luke to come in, but I was like, okay, he's probably already borderline suicidal.
Yeah. And we have other studios.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, fuck it.
He's going to kill us.
Yeah.
He's like, don't you guys have studios? Yeah, but we like this place.
Yeah, he told me, he said, look, I need a break until January 4th. But he goes, after that, anytime you guys want to tape, just let me know.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Luckily, backup plans exist.
Yeah.
Poseidon, what's the matter? You're looking stressed out.
Oh, no, I'm trying to find the health measures they implemented.
Oh, dude, they're changing every day. Yeah, just wait till tomorrow.
They're going to have new ones tomorrow.
Yeah, they said they're updating everything tomorrow.
Like, I'm pretty sure what they're going to do tomorrow, they're going to announce that restaurants are closed. Because now restaurants are 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. So tomorrow, definitely restaurants are closed and probably a curfew.
Fuck, the curfew thing is what really pisses me off. It all gets me mad, but the curfew.
Curfew is the only thing that gets me mad.
Yeah.
Like, I go like, oh, fuck you guys.
Yeah, this is exaggerated.
Yeah. Like, really? Me fucking getting in my car to drive to the store at 4 p.m. is good, but at 11, it's dangerous.
Yeah. And if anything, Poseidon, outside of his ex's window, watching her shower, is a fucking crime at 11 p.m., but it's fine if he does it at 10 a.m. Yeah. That's just crazy.
Exactly.
Bro, what the fuck is this bullshit, bro?
What?
I keep getting fucking alerts.
Oh, that he's gotten viruses on this fucking computer.
Is it alerts? Is it the police going, we know what you did in that forest?
Bro. Huh?
It's McAfee.
It was McAfee telling you there's viruses on this bitch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it won't go away.
God, what does it say? There's a virus?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What have you done to the fucking
I haven't
laptop?
Done anything.
Are you sure you haven't done anything? Well, it seems like you got viruses.
It says your thing has expired. And then you know how usually when you tell it, fuck off?
Yeah.
It fucks off for like until the next time you're on your computer. It just keeps coming back.
I don't believe. I believe McAfee.
Yeah. So, I don't think that's a virus. I think that's just you that.
It's not clicking on the right thing. Yeah. Look, it's back. So you fight with everything. Now you have a rivalry with the McAfee pop-up.
But see, we got him out of his depression.
I told you. It was just depression. You go anger. You go anger. Yeah, there was. Yeah, there was. But there isn't anymore. I'm so happy.
I've been sending you emails from my McAfee account.
Just to help you out. Get you angry. Get you right out of that shit. I could have been a psychologist.
It helps with fatigue when I get angry. But not. If I'm sad, I'm sad. Nothing gets me out of it.
I got you out of it this morning.
Yeah. I was probably tired. I woke up like 5 times last night.
Cause why?
Stress related.
There you go.
No, but that's not depressed.
You were. Yes, it is. You were depressed. Yeah. When you literally moped. You did this like a dog.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
That's fatigue, bro.
No, it wasn't. You even said, like, what's the matter? And you're like, these fucking measures are too much. And then I said, this is done. I'm getting them out of this. Be like happy and angry that I got you out of your bitchness.
Yeah.
I got you out of it. You're free now.
That'd be a good motivational book, From Bitchness to Richness.
I'm going to start writing it.
Yeah. Got him out of it. Look at him. He's fucking giggling. Yeah. Yeah, he's like a schoolgirl.
He went from angry to happy now.
I'm the guy. Forget Jordan Peterson's books. Yeah. This is the guy you should follow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anytime you feel something, you feel a little sadness, give me a call. Listen, bitch.
I'll get you angry.
But it does help me with fatigue a lot. Remember that time when I picked up Robbie from the airport?
No.
How would he remember that time? Was he with you? Was he with you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not in your head. Like, your head. No, you
remember
like
that
a movie
time I did that thing alone?
Remember that time I met my girlfriend? I there? No.
I brought him over. We chilled at your place.
Yeah, but the time that you're talking about is when I wasn't there. I remember him coming to my house.
Yeah.
I don't remember you getting him at the airport. I wasn't there to remember it.
Well, yeah, you told me to get him.
No, you're understanding. But I wasn't there to remember you getting him at the airport. I wasn't at the airport. I have zero memory of that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
So that's in your head.
So the thing is, I was tired.
Do you think you're like in a Truman Show and we see everything that you do?
No. Because that night I had finished work at like 3 a.m. and shit, or like 2 a.m. And I had to go home and change. And like I slept like 3 hours that day. I was fucking exhausted. And then I went to go. And then after we left, there was some lady that had pissed me off in the elevator, and that fucking woke me right up.
Oh, you got angry?
I got angry, bro. I was like,
you were pissed that these ladies are out there alone, no husband, face covering.
No, I had gotten pissed. I think her kid was yelling or some shit.
Oh, there was a kid involved too.
Yeah, she couldn't keep the kid. She couldn't shut the kid up. I was like, fucking people in the elevator pissed me off.
Shit, what are you? You should have told us. I'm like, you discipline your kids. I took care of mine. Abortions. Wait, you should have said something like that.
I walk the stairs, bro.
He might be a future Chris Benoit.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Are you insane, bro?
What I'm saying, you might go into professional wrestling and become world champion, but you're Canadian.
It's
what's
a
the
fucking
problem?
Compliment.
It's a fucking huge compliment. The guy was a world champ.
Yeah, good body.
Knew how to manage his anger issues. <Yeah. coughs> Worked out a lot. Yeah. Had a house. Even, believe it or not, had a family. That's what I'm wishing upon you. I'm seeing compliments here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, bro.
It's 100% a good thing to tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why are you freaking out? Are you reading the chat?
No.
You're going to get distracted.
The pop-out is pissing me off.
The pop-out is still coming back?
Yeah.
All right, that's a sign. So look, this is what I'm going to tell people. If they are bilingual, and really, at this point, why aren't you? If you're bilingual in the city, as it stands right now, we still believe July 22nd, 2022, there will be the biggest live podcast ever. It will take place at the Bell Center in Montreal, Canada. It is Mike Ward, Suzy Kuda, live from the Bell Center on direct. Already almost 19,000 tickets are sold. There's still a couple left.
Actually 17,000.
17,000?
Yeah, yeah.
No, there's but less.
You could say 19,000.
Are we selling them out? Or are we giving them back? What's going on here? I was at 18,000 in my head.
But when you said we were 18,000, I think we were at 16,000.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, so I'm always a little bit ahead.
You're the hype man for the podcast. Listen,
we're at 22,000 right now. We're like,
there are over 90,000 tickets sold.
My coach is a good. The number one French language comedy podcast on the planet will be live at the Bell Center. Like we said, get your tickets at centrebragg.com. Links are already in the description. There's little fucking graphics that I keep putting on screen. Also, let us not forget, patreon.com/Suzekut. That's where you get the entire back catalog of Suzekut episodes. That's where you go to get tickets for the live shows when they come back, hopefully in a couple of weeks, maybe in a couple of months. We'll see what the government decides for us. So check that out, patreon.com/Suzekut, mikeward.ca for all of Mike Ward's tour dates, of which we're a part of. You can catch me in French if the government allows us to go and perform in your region and or neighborhood.
I think though what's going to happen, see, the first two shows of January are postponed. And then after that, I think that that's probably what they're going to announce tomorrow. The
50%?
I think we'll go back to 50%.
We'll live with it.
Which fucking sucks, but, you know, better than nothing. Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
The Poseidon 69, that funny man right there, you see him looking at him, he's excited now. We all made, it wasn't just me. It's not me who worked on getting him happy. You guys did your part as well.
Yeah.
Look at him. So you went from sad to angry to happy. So what? It worked. It worked. We love you and the fans love you too. They love to shit on you because they know it gives you fuel.
Yeah.
Everybody is looking out for you, my friend. This show is not really Two Drink Minimum. This is a Truman Show. This is fake.
Oh, God.
This is a documentary about Poseidon. You're the star. We're the side attraction.
We're just a lovable sidekick.
Yeah, that's what we are. We're two buffoons helping a comedy genius perform his show. So DeepoScience69 on Twitter and on Instagram, twitch.tv/DeepoScience69. Most importantly, though, head over to PantelisComedy.com because I have all the links. You can catch him wherever the hell you want. He's got The Intellectuals, got all kinds of podcasts. Patreon.com/Pantelis, support the nation. That is it. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.